favor, please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. His word will hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
After we get done with the service, I'd like to have a meeting with everybody who would mind staying just for a few minutes. Okay. Our prayer list: Caleb Morgan, Dean Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jardine Strongs, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Taggett family, Rusty Hill, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keaton, Saul, Carolyn Lyman, Brenda Nation, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Jordan Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Drake Clark, Amy Claw, Lisa Bub, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sieben, Kim Sieben, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hill, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Pahe, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, James Schrantz, Stormy Mace, Carly Mace, Hannah Hensley, and Jimmy and Jill Young. Has anybody got anything to take away or add to the list? Anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me, thanking the Lord for being out this morning, and thanking Him for all His blessings. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for saving me, and thank Him for all His blessings to us. Just thank you for just being here, getting to be here too, and having a place to be to come.
I feel a lot to thank the Lord as He led me to meet with you.
Amen.
All right. Okay, well, it's time to pray. Oh, Heavenly, gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings today. Lord, we pray, God. God, that you would just bless each one that's on this prayer list, the ones that have been mentioned, Lord. We just pray, God, that you would just be with each and every one of those folks, Lord, and take care of the problems that they might need to have for you to take care of. Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, that you'd bless Preacher Haddis. He's gone up into the mountains up there to the revival, Lord. We just pray that you take care of him. God, we pray, Lord, this morning for our church, Lord, that you just bless it and help it, and everything that we do will be a blessing and honor to you. We pray, Lord, that your name is uplifted today and praised and honored and glory as it should. God, we just thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm sore this morning. Isaac about what me to death yesterday.
No, you're not using the work out her or something.
No. I fell around on the ground for about 100 feet. Okay, everybody ready? You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Was in that old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day. Because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music. With all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. I am
thanking Him for all His blessings.
I serve and praise some Savior. He sent the word today. I know that He is living. Whatever's been He said, I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He always near. He lead, Christ Jesus lead today. He walk with me and talk with me, the Lord another way. He lead, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lead within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And through my heart it goes, I wear never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the storm and blood. The day of His appearing, He will come alive. He lead, Christ Jesus live today. He walk with me and talk with me the Lord another way. He lead. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, O Christian, live up, you boys, and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. They hold the all who seek Him, they hold the all who found. No, there is so loving, so good and kind. He lead, Christ Jesus live today. He walk with me and talk with me, the Lord another way. He lead, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lead within my heart.
Amen.
Blessed in tuning, Jesus is mine. Oh, what for tasted of glory divine. Here of salvation, pushes of God, born in His spirit, watching His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all that alone. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision or rapture now born to my side. Angel descending, bring from above, it shows so mercy, whispers so love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all at the red. I am my Savior, I'm happy, I'm blessed. Watching, I'm waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, loving His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Thinking this and think from Come from the fearful shore, barely deep, stand within to rise no more. By the master of the sea, hear my spirit cry. From the water lifting me, now say I am. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a hope, Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a help, Lord, lifting me. All my heart to Him I give, everything and I clean, and His breath and praise and live, everything breath and thing. Lord, so mighty and so true, may my soul be sung. Faithful, loving servitude to Him belong. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a hope, Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a help, Lord, lifting me. So done, dear, look above, Jesus completed day. He will lift you by His love out the hungry way. He's the master of the thing, feels He will obey. If you save your one to be saved today. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a help, Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a help, Lord, lifting me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless her. Okay, CJ. Okay, turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Oh, help me.
and gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your many blessings again. Lord, we just pray for the reading of the word. Lord, that you'd help us to stand here to break the bread of life. Lord, we pray for those ones that are listening, Lord, that they may get the full understanding of God's word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we started out in Sunday school, and I want to apologize to the people on Facebook. I forgot to turn the camera on. So I'm going to go back, and I want to highlight one thing that we did this morning, and that was to get you to understand that righteousness is, there's basically two kinds of righteousness. There's man's point of view of righteousness, and our own righteousness, and then there's God's righteousness. You know, like I pointed out this morning in Sunday school, that, you know, there's plenty of people out there in the world today that, you know, they're righteous in the fact that, you know, they've got good values, good morals, you know, they give you your shirt right off your butt, off their back. But, you know, without that person being saved, all that revert, all that's in vain.
Yep.
You know, it's good that they do that, but you know, it takes God's righteousness, and God's righteousness is when you're doing something, you know, when you, your values, your, you know, your morals, you know, all that is used to glorify God and not yourself. And, you know, that was one of the things that I really wanted to point out this morning in Sunday school, that is that, you know, all this is in vain. All this good work that we do is in vain if you're not saved.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're still going to die and go to hell, no matter how good, you know, no matter how good or how righteous you think you are. Without the shed blood of Jesus Christ being applied, you know, without being saved, it's all in vain.
Yes.
So, you know, we need to see God's righteousness. You know, as Christians, born-again Christians, lifted Him up in everything that we do.
Yes.
All right, we're going to start in verse number 8 here back. I read it this morning, but we're going to read it again. But what saith? The word is nigh thee, even thy mouth and thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. And that's what I want to get you to understand this morning, church. Faith.
Yes.
You know I preach on faith all the time, and it's, you know, it's because it's so important.
Amen.
That we have faith, that we believe. When everybody else in the world is telling us, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about,
yep,
show me the proof. Folks, when you're using faith, you don't need physical proof.
Yeah.
It's like I said this morning in Sunday school. You know, our world will believe a lie and be damned rather than to hear the truth,
yep,
and live by it. But you know, faith, in which, you know, Paul here says we preach faith. I believe, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm always going to preach to you faith.
Amen.
Because I believe in faith so much that, you know, it's a part of my life.
Yes.
You know, I'm a very strong person in believing in faith. Even when it looks like that faith is impossible.
Yep.
The results of the faith are impossible. That it might not happen, or, you know, whatever. I still got that faith. I believe. Mm-hmm. All right, it says here, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Now, folks, right there is faith.
Yes.
Because it says to believe in your heart.
that God raised you from the dead. It's like I told you this morning, church. I wasn't there when he hung on that cross. I didn't see it with my physical eyes. I didn't hear his groanings with my physical ears. But by faith, I believe with all of my heart that he died for me on that cross. I believe that he took that blood that was shed and used it for an atonement for my sins, your sins, everybody's sins. Even though I wasn't there to witness it. Even though somebody can't bring me physical, hard proof evidence that, you know, he was there to, you know, bring me DNA from the cross. To prove to me that that was Christ. That was Jesus. Folks, I didn't have to stick my hands or my fingers in to the nail-scarred hands of Jesus or to reach into his side. To believe. Because the Holy Spirit of God has given me a strong faith to believe. And folks, I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you're saved, born-again Christian, there's something you've got. And that is strong faith. To believe that one of these days you're going to lay this old body down and you're going to wake up over there in the presence of God. I believe that. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Folks, deep down in my heart, I believe that God's righteousness allowed Jesus to die on that cross, to be resurrected, and to take and use his blood for an atonement. I believe that with my heart. And I confess it with my mouth that I am a child of God. I confess the faith in which the Lord Jesus has given me. For the scripture saith, who shall believe on him shall not be ashamed. Folks, this morning, are you ashamed of him?
No.
He needs to be ashamed of me sometimes. But he ain't. But I'm never ashamed of him. And I'll tell you when and where you can prove to yourself that you're not ashamed. That's when you get around a bunch that is, you know, slandering his name, talking against him. And you can boldly stand and say, well, I'm a Christian and I believe. I love him. He's my Savior. When we go out there into that world, and we confess to that world that we believe. Confess to that world out there in our hearts, we know that he died for us. That God raised him from the dead. You go out there and hide in the world as a Christian, then that's an act of shame. When you won't promote, you know, when you won't promote his name or lift up his name, even as they're, you know, persecuting our Lord and Savior there in our presence. That we can stand up boldly, even in the days in which we live, and say, I am a Christian. I love him and I will not stand here and listen to you badmouth my Lord and Savior. Because that
That right there will prove that you're not ashamed. Now, sometimes we get scared.
Yeah.
Peter. You know, Peter gets crucified along with that chicken, that rooster. Because he denied the Lord thrice, just like the Lord told him.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do get scared.
Yes.
Peter was afraid. But how did God use him? He preached and thousands were saved in one day. We are weakened vessels. And sometimes we might feel like that we let him down when we really don't. Sometimes the Spirit would keep us quiet. Peter jumped out there and did what? He cut that Roman soldier's ear off, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jesus quickly put that ear back on.
Yeah.
Because he knew it meant death to Peter if he did, didn't he? Be strong, church. And try not to be afraid. Try not to be afraid.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm not talking double-tongued here. I'm saying there's been times in my life as a Christian when I felt the Holy Ghost of God tell me to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
And there's times when I stood when the Holy Spirit said to stand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Amen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just because the Holy Ghost of God tells you to stand down doesn't mean that you're ashamed of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen? Because God knows when we need to stand up and when we need to be silent.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
He might need you for something down the line. Amen. Amen. Like he did Peter.
Amen.
All right. So let's not be ashamed of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
Amen. Amen.
Folks, yes, the Jews and the Gentiles do have different relationships, sort of, within the Word of God. As I've heard many preachers preach it. Some of this is for the Jews, some of it's for the Gentiles, some of it's for both.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no difference between us. Jesus died for those Jews, just like he did the Gentiles.
Yes.
Jesus Amen. Died for all men and women.
Amen.
And children, whatever.
Amen.
Every person.
Amen.
God had, Jesus died for that soul. We're all the same in his eyes.
Amen.
Amen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Church, have you called upon the name of the Lord?
Amen. Amen.
This morning, are you saved?
Amen.
By the almighty graces of God?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you know that he loves you?
Amen.
I'm glad this morning I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm glad that I can stand boldly for now, and claim as I do to be a child of God.
Amen.
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 It goes into verse 14. For then shall they call on him. How then shall they call on him?
him in whom they have not believed. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Church, there's many of folks out there this morning that's out there in that world that's lost. They're sitting at home right now with no concerns whatsoever about what the Lord has done for them.
Yep.
How can they believe if they've not heard?
Amen.
I believe because I've heard.
Yeah.
I have seen. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I not only have heard and seen, but I have felt the Holy Spirit of God in me.
Amen, amen.
There's no way that you could ever convince me that God ain't real.
Amen, amen.
Because I know Him.
Amen.
Now, there's people out there in that world, I have no idea who they are. Because I don't have that relationship, a relationship of any kind with that person. I don't know them. There's people that I see out on the street that I don't even know what their name is.
Yeah.
But glory to God, I know Him.
Amen.
And just like, you know, I don't know one particular person or something here or yonder. These people don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and what they have done for Him. They must hear the preaching. They must hear and feel the call from the Holy Spirit of God.
Right.
To know. And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of great things.
Right.
Folks, you know that y'all are not what the definition of a preacher is. But your testimony, by just simply taking the Word of God and showing people that Jesus loves them, we don't actually call that preaching. But you know, you're testifying, you're bringing the gospel of the Lord to those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In some ways, I'm not saying that you're preachers, by no means, but you are children of God spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, one of you ladies can witness to another lady, or even to a man,
yep,
or a boy or a child.
Yep.
You can tell them about Jesus.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit of God get on those people, and they can get saved.
Yes.
Just like I can, you know, have a testimony to another person, even, you know, a preacher not preaching, just genuinely just saying, teaching somebody, showing somebody that God loves them.
Yes.
That Jesus died for them. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
What we say and what we do and how we act could be the difference of swinging somebody to Jesus or not.
Amen.
Now, I know it ain't us that's getting them saved, by no means.
No.
It's the Holy Spirit of God, but it can open their eyes. I mean, just a kind gesture.
Yep.
To do something. Can be all it takes for that person to realize that they need to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Amen. That love, God's righteousness that we have on the inside of us, God's righteousness that he allows us to obtain. Let that righteousness be what people see rather than the righteousness that uplifts ourselves, but the righteousness that uplifts God. Amen.
Amen.
Kindness and love can go a long way. Amen.
Amen.
But we'll come back tonight and we'll pick back up in verse 16. Ask Brother CJ to pray for us, and then I'll get these cameras cut off and we can do our business.
Thank you for this day and the rest of this year. And that we'll all find them back safe. Remember all the loved ones there. So we'll do it for the rest of the night.
Be seeing them all. Take care of them. Okay, now I'm going to stop button's covered up.